A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, December 31st, 2021. This is Live Talk. I'm Keith Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who is broadcasting from my home this Friday, the last Friday this year, which is December the 31st. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are still broadcasting from our home.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about COVID-19, the year 2021. And the new year.
This year ends on a very sad note following the death of 30 Zimbabweans who succumbed to COVID-19 today. This prompted the President Emmerson Mnangagwa to extend the level 2 COVID-19 lockdown by another 2 weeks. The government says COVID-19 is wreaking havoc in the country.
Almost 5,000 Zimbabweans, including some top government officials, have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year. The COVID-19 pandemic became the most total issue in Zimbabwe this year.
There were other deaths not related to COVID-19, which includes the death of top football administrator Dumiso Gumede, boxer Taurai Zimunya, businesswoman Beauty Mpofu, who founded CCB Kitchen Restaurant, Majin Lovu, who was allegedly killed by her husband in Yaman Lovu, and also not forgetting our very own from Studio 7, former Studio 7 reporter Sandra Nyaira, passed on earlier on this year, and also Peter Banga passed on, who was known as Safari Njema, to our Studio 7 listeners. And we also lost one of our resource people, Adewa Mazinga, a human rights activist, who also passed on.
And football greats who passed away this year include Mishek Marimo, David Mandikora, Ernest Sibanda, and Joe Mukave. May their souls rest in peace.
And on the political front, tussle for the MDC alliance continued this year with Douglas Monzora taking the name from Nelson Chamisa. It still remains to be seen what Chamisa will do next.
And some people ended the year in style with war veteran Jabulani Sibanda bouncing back in politics. He's the new chairperson of the Bulawayo province of the ruling ZANU-PF party. He was expelled from the party for allegedly undermining the integrity of the late former president Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace Mugabe.
There were other notable achievements. One of them is what was done by Nadine Lovu, a professional cyclist who took his bike and traveled all the way from Johannesburg to Bulawayo to raise awareness about COVID-19 and the dangers of COVID-19.
And as Zimbabwean Sirizani Butau has become a household name after he rescued some people from a bus in flames along the Harare-Mutare Road. About 5 people perished in that incident.
Yes, Gibbs, I actually had the opportunity to chat with Mr. Butau on WhatsApp, but he said he couldn't give an interview as he is still recuperating. But he said all that he did, the strength that he did, he got from God. Another Zimbabwean, Joseph Namaisa, shot and killed 3 robbers who invaded his home in Harare. One of them was a member of the Zimbabwe National Army.
And let's not forget that the Zimbabwe Warriors team is currently in Cameroon for the Africa Cup of Nations finals. The team performed dismally in the World Cup qualifiers. There we are, Marvelous. Kunjalo-ke sikhulumandaba namhlanje ku-Live Talk sikhuluma ngokwenzakale ngomnyaka ka 2021 lokunye-ke ongani kuwenzakale kwele Zimbabwe. Uma sikhangela ezemidlalo, sikhangela ukubhubha kwabantu lokunye okuthiyeneyo, siyakwazi ukuthi okuningi konke lokhu kwenziwe i-COVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi-ke kulabantu abaningi ababhubhe namhla bebulawa i-COVID-19 bafika 30 yamashumi amathathu. Kube sokusithi-ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubone ukuthi i-COVID-19 leyi lokhu memetheka ngamandla kwale Zimbabwe, wasesithi-ke i-lockdown le khona kumele ukuthi iyengezwe ngamaviki amabili. So-ke uthi-ke yavoka itshwalisa nzima abantu i-COVID-19 njengoba-ke kukhanya-ke namanje ilokhu memetheka ngamandla. Xa sesikhangela-ke okwethulwe ngabezempilakahle bathi abantu bafika 5,000 sebebulewe umkhuhlane lo susukela nyakenye. Lokhu-ke kugoqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende sakumbula sibili retired brigadier general Omuyang Khona Zimonde kuzobuya ke lo mnumzana Sibusiso Moyo omuye phela wakhumbula ngesikhathi sekhula phana kusenzakala kwele Zimbabwe nguye phela ohamba kuse DC wafika usuku lento eyenzele nje so ngabanye babantu abathethwe yi-COVID-19 so siyabona ukuthi i-COVID-19 sibili ibe ludubo olunye olumangalisayo abanye abantu ke ababhubhe phandle kwe-COVID-19 singathi ke kulo baba uNdumiso Gumede waziwa kakhulu kwezemidlalo kuze kubuya lokade i-charge ke imidlalo encindi kade i-charge sile kekha okunye okumangalisayo utawurayi Zimunya kuzobuya ke lo Beauty Mpofu waziwa ngokuthi ngu-CS B so be labo CS B kitchen restaurants kuzobuya ke lo Maggie Ndlovu okuthiwa ke wabulawa indoda uClifford Phiri kulangale ke eNyamadlovu so ke abantu laba bahamba singakhohlwa ke ukuthi kulo Sandra Nyaira wayesebenza khonapha ke kustudio 7 kuzobuya ke lo Peter Banga laye othethwe umkhuhlane lo kuzobuya njalo lo Dewa Mavinga yena wayelwela ilungelo loluntu laye wahamba sibili labo ke abanye badlala inguqu abanye abatshabalalayo uMisek Marimo uDavid Mandikora enesibanda loJoe Mukabe so kulobuzima sizobona ke kwezombusazwe ke sibone umnumzana Gadius Monzora lomnumzana Nelson Chamisa beloke bengani bayalwa belwela ke iMTC Alliance ibizo yeni ke uMonzora wacina ke selithatha ke ibizo leli ngasikhangela ke okwenzakaleyo namhlanje ke sikhuluma amavelas uJabulani Sibanda owaxotshwa kuZANU-PF sebuyele njalo senguye phela umgcini sihlalo weBulawayo Province ubandla elibusayo so siyakhumbula ukuthi kuthiwa ke wathethisa umgabe lomkakhe esithi phela sokule bedroom politics kwakungazani akusela nto enhle abanye abantu abayenze okunye okukhanyayo uMary Ndlovu othove ibhasikile esuke eJohannesburg wasuka koBulawayo uzobuya ke ubaba kuthiwa nguSirizani Butawu udonsa ukukhipha abantu ebhasini kade sitsha itshele khona ngale kuHarare Mutare Road kuzobuya ke uJoseph Nemayisa omunye indoda lapha wayesebenza ku-C I D homicide section odubule wabulala abantu ababili kade bezama ukuthi batshontshe endlini yakhe omunye wabo belilunga leZimbabwe National Army kuzobuya ke singakhohlwa ukuthi iZimbabwe Warriors ikhona ngale ke kwele Cameroon badlala phela i-Africa Cup of Nations ngaphiwa khona ngale singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani so ke siyakhumbula amavelas iZimbabwe Warriors zadlalanga kuhle kangako ku-Africa Cup of Nations ku-World Cup so ke ngani kulobuzima khona
aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chekupedzisira gore rino musi wechishanu December 31, 2021 nhasi chirongwa ichi ndechekuvharisa gore rino pano pastudio 7 palive talk tinokutendai kuti manga muinesu gore rese iri patanga tiine zvirongwa zvatanga tiinazvo asi nhasi chino ndechekupedzisira uyezve tirikutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 saka tikuenderera mberi nhasi tichitarisa zvanga zviri kuitika munyika iro gore rino ra-2021 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti pari zvino aiwa gore riri kupera zvakashata chaizvo nekuti tiri kuona kuti pane vanhu 30 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 muzuva ranhasi uyezve izvi zvaita kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwe ivo vachitaura kuti lockdown iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiwedzerwa kwemavhiki maviri vachitaura kuti covid-19 aiwa yakanganisa zvakawanda munyika tinotarisa kuti vanhu vanodaudzira 5,000 munyika vachisanganisirawo zvakare vamwe vari muhurumende vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubvira ratanga gore rapfuura saka tinotora mukana uno kuti tiingowanikwa isu tichibata maoko kune mhuri dzakarasikirwa nevanhu kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 takaona zvakare kuti panga paine vamwe vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri asi vasina havo kurwara nedenda iri recovid-19 vachiri kunyanya kutaura pari zvino ndivaNdumiso Gumede vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya iro vhiki rino uye zvino pari zvino vari kutochema tichitarisa zvakare kuti ipo pano pastudio 7 takawanika gore rino tichishayikirwa nemutori wenhau vaimboshanda pastudio 7 Sandra Nyaira akashaya kuZimbabwe tikazoshayikirwa zvakare naPeter Banga aizikanwa nezitare kuti Safari Njema ipo pano aiwanikwa iye achitora nhau dzevakaremara nyanya takaona tichirasikirwa naye iro gore rino mavhiki apfuura iwaya takarasikirwa zvakare pano pastudio 7 nadewa Mazinga anga ari iye murwi wekodzero dzevanhu asi munhu wataitaura naye pano pastudio 7 zuva nezuva takawanikwa achirasika iro gore rino tinotarisa zvakare kuti munhau dzebhora kune vamwe zvakare vakatisiya Mishiki Marimo, David Mandigora, Ernest Sibanda izvo navaJoe Mugabe aiwa tinoti ndavazorore murugare tombotarisa zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kuti takaona pane pakutatsurana panga kuri mubato reMDC tikaona vaDouglas Nonzora vachiti ivo vaakutora zita rekuti MDC Alliance iyezve tikavaona vachitora ivo mahofisi makuru emuHarare epamogen Changirai House kana kuti paHarvest House pari zvino pavatori vari vachibvisa vanga varipo vana Nelson Chamisa veMDC Alliance saka tisatanyatsoziva kuti zvichafamba sei panyaya iyoyi yemazita totarisawo zvimwe zvakanakawo zvakaitika iro gore rino kunyanya mazuva apfuuraya takaona pane mukomana anoita nezvekuchovha bhasikoro Mary Ndlovu akawanikwa achichovha bhasikoro rake kubva kusouth africa achisvika iye muzimbabwe kubulawayo achiti iye ari kuedza kuti ape vanhu dzidziso redenda rechirwere checovid-19 kwozouya zvakare vamwe vakaita mabasa akawanikwa iwo achirumbidzwa pasi rose ndakaona nyamwe vamwe vekusouth africa vanoita zvepasocial media vachirumbidza vamwe vekunze kwenyika nekumwo vachirumbidza vasirizani Mutau avo vakawanikwa ivo vachibatsira vamwe vanhu vakange vawanikwa vachikuvara munjodzi yebhazi murodhi yekubva kuHarare ichienda kwaMutare ndakakwanisa kunge ndichivatumira WhatsApp message yavakatumira vakati for now auntie I have nothing that I can say but I need to heal physically emotionally and psychologically and need counseling and it's too early to recite the incidents of that day please let me heal, then we can have the interview. Saka ndavanyorera message nchiti, regai tida kumbonzwa kuti zvakafamba sei. Vakati, parizvino asi ndagona kutaura kuti zvakafamba sei. Ndiri kutodawo kuti tichiwanikwa ndichitaurawo navana mazvikokota kuti ndinyatsokwanisa kubatsirwa kuti nekuti handisi kurara handisi kuita zvinhu zvakawanda ndichifungidzira nekuona zvakawanika zvichiitika muzuva iri. Vamwewo zvakare vakawanikwa vachiita zvinoshamisira vakawanda munyika tingavapedze vese asi ngatisakanganwe kuti chikwata chemawarriors pari zvino chiri kucameroon kumutambo weafrica cup of nations pari zvino vakatosvika saka takatarisira kuti tinzwe kuti vachabuda sei tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti takaona chishamiso Samuel Eto'o uyo akambotambirawo anobva kucameroon ikoko ndiye watakaona achipiwa chigaro chekutungamira yatingati iyo National Association Football Association yemucameroon saka tinotarisa kuti pane zvizhinji zvichasanduka asi tichange takatarisa kuti zvii zvichange zviri kubuda kucameroon.
Yes, marvelous for us to pay respect to you know our respects to people who passed away. We've got this lady who was attending Sis B's funeral work today in Bulawayo. Here it
comes. Thank you.
No, you are marvelous. The lady was really leading people into this kind of, song that is comforting to those that lost their relatives, those that lost their friends. You know, it's a song that is, sung in almost every funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is very comforting. And we know song and dance are always, punctuating some of these funeral works. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. Very touching indeed. And she has a very beautiful voice. Such a good dedication there. Aputanga tshifu wizwakuba kumemu ya mzimai. Vangavari kuimba iye nasi parufu. Rekurangarira CB. Avo vakati siya. Vangavari achibata mabasa. Munzvimbo yekubulawayo. Saka vangavari kuimba ivo parufu urwo. Asi tobva tatora mukana uno. Wekuti rwuyo urwu tirikubva taripawo kune vamwe vakarasikirwa nehama neshamwari dzavo iro gore rino ra2021. May they rest in peace.
And we've got some special, messages about the death of Ndumiso Kumete from some of the people who were football administrators. They include Lawrence Piri, Roger Mosha, and then we've got Vincent Pamere. And others. Let's listen to this.
I see the high school field who football administration in Zimbabwe. Not necessarily as Bulawayo from the Highlanders alone. We strong strategy because I'm a quality lower leadership and I'm a gift. Not all of us can be given the same gifts. But to commit was exceptional, what he keeps, serving the Lavanto, understand Lavanto, humility, your corner. Gave him an advantage of many other administrators because he was very successful. He was very humble and always happy. He knew this sport you need to be professional and honest and also be able to enjoy it.
Ukumete wakina ibizo lakhe clean. Akulanto ukumete ayicwa lenhloni ngayo empilweni. Ukumete wayengangena in any gathering and wonke abantu you will see them smiling. Kanti abaningi bayafika kathesi kugathering bakhanya bathi kulabo bani, I can't stay here. Bagcina bephuma. Isifundo engisifunde kugumete yikuthi live a clean life, be happy. Ungabi nenhloni and ube kupublic ukhululekile ulale uthongo ukuzothileyo
ubonga kwakhe okuyindlula yokuthi kube khona uyabona ihlawuzi uma ngisenisoma kusale inhlanyelo kuyana ikhule ibe ngelinye ihlawuzi yinto esiyifunayo kulaba abatsha abakhulayo ukuthi ababe yintanga
Ugumede azanga tate a single cent. Yomuntu wane ngamelela ukuthi azanga tate a single cent from Zipa. Enguyo wemkhulu wangkhona athatanga not even a single cent. Abanye bonke laba bagijimela ukuthenga izimoto ezinhle besebenzi ezipa wazi imali bayebeyithatha. Ugumede azanga abe la imoto enhle. But umsebenzi wakho uyasikhulumela.
So there you are, marvelous. Some of the people talking about the late Ndumiso Kumete. He was a very, very big guy when it comes to, his energy, when it comes to his management and all these kind of things. So as you heard from Roswa Musha, there was Lawrence Piri, there was Chinga Dube, and then we had Vincent Pamere. Mm-hmm. All of them were praising him. I was saying he was a great man. And this thing that was said by Pamere, he noted that Kumete was not a rich guy, and he didn't have even a car.
I would agree to the last speaker because he appeared just very ordinary. He didn't want anything out of. He wasn't into the material like we see most people, saying I have a Lamborghini, I have this. No, he was just him, but. Meeting him was just a pleasure in itself because he had a lot of good energy, always dancing, always, happy.
And I think you heard even Mustafa saying that, whenever Gumede walked into a certain place, everyone was just smiling, you know, because he knew how to play his game. He was a jovial fellow.
Yeah.
He was a person who was all over the show. He could even sing, and he was sometimes a master of ceremonies in different places. And you would enjoy where Gumede was, because that was Gumede Wabantu. So that's what they called him, you know, Gumede Wabantu. And let's remember that we also have people that follow us every day. And let's listen to what this...
before we go, let me just translate.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
What the previous speaker... Because remember, he was in Harare for a very long time. And I remember meeting him in Harare before he went to settle in Bulawayo as part of his work. Apo tangati kuzwa vanyarikani vanga vari kutaura pamusoro pe muchakavu vadhumiso Gumede vachitaura ivo kuti mabasa avakabata mazhinji asi anga asiri munhu aida kunyanyoratidza nyaya dzekuti ndine mari kana ndine motikari asi pese pavaisvika vaifadza vazhinji vaigona kuzotanga kana kutamba vaigona kana kutongotanga kana kuimba uyezve vaikokwa kumitambo yakawanda kuita MC saka vazhinji vari kuvarangarira vachiti aiwa yatingati football fraternity uyezve nevanhu vakawanda varasikirwa nemunhu anga akanaka Gidi.
He was a very, very lovely guy, and I think he's going to be laid to rest in Nyati. That is his rural area. You know, he never loved urban life. He would say, you know, you urbanize, you've got a problem because you don't even wash pets in the morning. So you always wash cars. Those things are very noisy. And it is like the concrete jungle, like, you know, having these tall buildings and all those stuff, no? So he said he loved the fresh air in rural areas. So as I was saying, we've got Tony Ndlovu, who stays in Kilani. It is a sort of like a small a settlement. It's an illegal settlement. And these people listen to Studio 7 every day. Listen to this.
Ivi Zedespo.
Ivi Zedespo. Ivi Zedespo.
Ningasikena ngomsakazi we Studio 7.
Umsakazi we Studio 7. Mina njengahambi mina ngokwami vele ngiyawuthanda kakhulu. Ngoba awula mfihlo. Kukhuluka kubala. Okuyabe kukhona ebantwini lendawo yethu esiyabe sikiyo ilizwe lethu ukuthi ikerinjani iyakhipha nje kubadla kayifihli yikho lathi sisithe ngenye yona iStudio 7 singathi lathi isivakashela ngapha siyityela ngodibo lokhu leyabantu sezakala kithi kungaphaka masinyane kube yini ludibo lwebukelwa ngamanye amazwi ngoba iStudio 7 yona ikhanya istudio esobabanzieajikelele lihlanganise lithathekela ngawo
ngoba niliya libeze emsakazweni yestudio 7
ikakhulu umama nalo abathi u-Anastasia Ndlovu nguye seyasiyijayele kakhulu laye elabanye bakhe nje hawu besiba lengxoxo bebuzana ngesezinisikili hawu ezaba sijabulisa abantu
siyabonga
there you are. So this gentleman loves Studio 7 even if he lives in a sort of like skeleton. He says I love Studio 7 because it tells the truth. He does it every day. So he's got his small radio, you'll be listening to Studio 7 while in that so-called check, you know. How about that?
Aiwa po tirikunzwa mumwe murume ari kutaura iye ari kutaura nemonitori wedu wenhau achiti anoteerera iye yatingati Studio 7 nepfenyuro yedu achiti kunyange ari kwaari kugara ikoko zvinhu zvisinaunyanyomira zvakanaka asi zuva nezuva anoteerera Studio 7 saka tinokutendaiwo nemiwo makatitarisa nokutiteerera nekunge muchititeerera kwamuri ikoko.
So we've got some other people who talk to Ezra Chisa Swanda and in Lower Gweru. You know, he was asking them about many issues like, what are you going to be doing next year? What are you doing right now? And all those kind of things. So he is one of the gentlemen who is a ruling party supporter. He's based in Lower Gweru. Here he comes.
Yes, my name is Chief Arthur. Hey, lapha nasi inkomo emajobo kunjani lonyaka ezula
hayi lonyaka kungcono kungcono ngoba lazi inkomo hayi
Utsani kuphansile kunakwalo liphansile
kila.
Ngokutsani benkomo hayi kuphansile kwabakhona.
Ho. Nezakho lezimu bese.
Baba.
Nezakho lezi.
Hayi lezi ezomkhwenyana.
Ezomkhwenyana. Aha. Lapha ziyabe zisidla zinonile ngiyazibona. Nezakho lezo zinone kanje.
Yeah, hayi, nenyaka hayi, ngabona icakileyo iyangidlula ngegula.
Nangumfana ufuna ukubopha lapha pasop lapho, ufuna ukubopha mfana? Uzenzani?
Ufuna ukuthini ukuthi zingabe zihamba?
Uzohamba. Kunjani ukusebenza kwalapha endaweni Ndlovu?
Hayi.
Lo nyaka izulu belingekho, lizavula?
Lo nyaka, izulu linile, isikhathi sisesekhona.
Yeah.
Abantu bangalima hayi bavuna. Bangalima bavuna. Ukuthi nje abantu sesazijwayeza nje ukuthi siphonguyeke ekuthisa. Ukuthi sesiphuza ukulima kodwa hayi, nxa uJanuwari engakapheli kuyalimela.
Lisezabuya futhi.
Yeah, hayi izulu sisekhona. Sisekhona. Le nto esiyesabayo khonapho uJanuwari angafika kuma 15 kulokhu kumanzi phansi, hayi siyafuna. Ngoba kathesi ngafanyela omunye umumbu usiyathila. Saqala ukuhla ngelo munye yewatsha ngoba sathi imali lokuqala lwani liya. Omunye sasulimi lomlutshwane watsha. Kodwa ke hayi owasalayo usiyaphutha iviki ezimbili omunye uyazithilile.
Ukhangelele umnyaka lwesingela kwaka 2022 ukhangeleleni kakhulu wena?
Uyazi ukuthi bengikhangelele ukuthi ngayo into ziyaguquka kube kulungi ngoba anti yabona kunje lapha kithi. Imigwaqo siphelile ndoda. Ya. Siphelile. Bake bavuma sibili kulungile uyisalo weshagare lapha. Kodwa ke yi-one side ngoba ngapha sisiya kithi amagodi sihamba phakathi kwamagodi amanzi.
Amagodi amanzi.
Ah, kula mgwaqo. Akusiyo mgwaqo shuwa.
Kona ezombangazo zimi njani lapha kula budlwangudlwangu liphila njani?
Hayi.
Thina ningabe badlela busayo?
Ye, thina singabe badlela busayo. Hayi. Budlwangudlwangu kithi lapha hayi. Lokhu esaqalisayo nje into zombangazi hayi ngapha kulaba abancebane hayi iyakhulunyelwana nje kuphela
lapha ukhona kunje nje kuyaholwa abanye bayahola abanye bade banikwa kuliqize elinganani
hayi ukuhola bayahola nje bonke abantu ngoba kuyakhangelwa ngesigaba ngosobhuku ngosobhuku ukuthi usobhuku abe isinani lakhe labantu kungaba yi-50 kumbe 40 uyabe ekhetha laye abaswela kakhulu
yiba abangaso benhlanzo yakho bayathi khona
iya hawo kithi
alibavalela
hayi
bega amavela. So this gentleman is in Lower Gweru, so what he's talking about here is what he's experiencing in rural areas. He belongs to the ruling party and he says many people are getting food aid, there's no discrimination. He's almost in the same area where there's an elderly woman who claimed that she was being discriminated because she supported MTC Alliance. So she's also talking about rains. He says, you know what, he's still hopeful that the rains will fall and he will cultivate a lot of crops. But he's complaining about roads. He says, come 2022, he hopes that the government will take action and do something about the roads. And he says, at the moment, there are no political clashes between the MTC, ZANU-PF, and other people and other parties. So he's hopeful for the coming year.
Apo tanga chikunzwa munyarikani wedu vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti kunzvimbo yavari parizvino vakagara zvavo zvakanaka, asi dambudziko ririko idambudziko remigwagwa. Vanoti ivo vari kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende, uyezve vari kuti hapasati pane kutatsurana kana kuti makakatanwa pakati peMDC neZANU-PF. Asi ivo vanoti vanowanikwa ivo vachitsigira bato reZANU-PF. I had a conversation this week earlier on with the leader of Forage, Irene Manyara. She was saying that when she went to the rural areas, people were now wearing ZANU-PF, like t-shirts and caps so that they can receive food aid. So it's interesting what we're seeing coming up. But of course, the ZANU-PF itself, we had also Mr. Mazima on Studio 7 saying that they were not aware of this. If anybody had any incidences where this is happening, they should report to the party. So it's interesting to hear this from someone on the ground.
Yes, we also have an MTC Alliance member who's talking about what he's experiencing in Lower Peru. Yeah, Chams.
Yeah, mnuzi na unja nishaka na lapa ke wenu walipi bandi.
Ya pila, mnja mingi poet.
Yeah.
Yeah, mina yungwe MTC.
Yeah.
Yeah, kawa kutangirai.
The Alliance.
The Alliance. Yeah, then you chair person on my youth for past 15 years.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, come over.
Ikamara mingi usubose Mike Swanda.
Right. Lapa Swanda, uti nungaloko wenzalelezi, nukona njani?
Lilizwe lakithi leli selimina nzonzo leli belilizwe elihle kakhulu lapho sikhangela ukuthi ngesikhathi ubaba uThangirai eqala into the politics days besithi lilizwe elisathuthukisa libe lilizwe elihle kakhulu kodwa eyi kunzima kunzima imisebenzi akula abantwana osisi bethu abasalotsholwa sokunzima kakhulu lapha elizwe.
I-development elinjani kwathi nokhanya?
So far nge-development vele eZimbabwe lapha ngathi vele kakusele. Ya, ngoba sikhangethi izinto ama-MPs ethu, ama-IMDC, ama-councillors ethu ay-MDC angabala ama-proposals awe-development ayakhashwa. So, end of the day time, akulanto ephumayo.
Ama-elections la abuya ngomnyaka lwa 2023, ubona njani?
Ama-elections ngiyawathanda and siyawafuna kodwa indaba yabo layo yokuthi bona abayiwa ababambileyo phezulu laphana loba bengadliwa loba bewinile hathi bakwazi ukuthi bawinile kumbe badliwe so ama-elections thina siyawafuna ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sitshintshe i-government.
So ama-MDC njena semaningi abantu bathi bashiya amavoti kuyadivayidwa amavoti so kuyahamba njani apha i-MDC yabe yiyo yiphi?
I-MDC eyiyo yiyo thina siyazi yona le esayitshelwa ngobaba uThangirai ebikadi ibanjwe ngumfana lowo mncane lo ongesi othanda lelizwe lonke ibizo lomuntu liyadula yes but ichanisa ungahamba emakhaya ngapha ugogo wathi ichanisa hayi lo khanya uyathandwa ngabantu so kade sikukhangelele nje ukuthi ama-papers akhe kumbe yatshintsha ibizo kumbe utshintshane akwenze
masihamba laye ngatshintsha ibizo
yes sihamba laye sihamba laye
ngathi nazililitsha sihamba laye
sesihamba laye ngoba thina sikukhangeleleyo intuthuko yakusasa njalo ngiye sikhangele ukuthi angasithuthukisa yes
emathebeleni le amanye amaphathi awabone ngenzulu ukuthi hayi
hayi vele amaphathi mina engiwaziyo lapha eZimbabwe ngazi amaphathi amabili engathi amathathu eyakuqala yi-MDC Alliance eyithungamelwa ngobaba uChalisa bese sibe ZANU-PF yale yiyo esibulalayo ku-development enye esitrile ngaphambi ukuthi hayi
esitrile ngaphambi ukuthi hayi and others.
They are marvelous. It's a very, you know, very clever guy. So you heard him saying that he used to be the leader of the MDC youth and now he is a member of the party. His name is Sokolohle Mike Swanda. Says things are not going well in Zimbabwe. There are no jobs, there's no development. If ever any MDC Alliance person tries to bring forth some kind of proposals, they are normally crushed by the ruling party. But it's hopeful that 2023, his party may displace ZANU-PF from power. And then he says the only MDC that he knows is the one that was led by Tsvangirai, and that's the MDC Alliance led by Nelson Chamisa. So Chamisa should change the name of the party right now, and they're going to follow him. So, but he's also worried about something else. He says many young girls are not getting married.
I heard that, but
he's very concerned, you know, he's very concerned.
Getting married, yeah. I guess there's no money circulating.
Yeah, go ahead, Nobel.
Very interesting. They are talking about the not CEO. In the MDC Alliance, yakasiwa naba Tsvangirai uyezve iri kutungamirwa naba Nelson Chamisa vari kutaura ivo kuti kune matambudziko mazhinji avari kutarisana nawo mudunhu ravo asi ari kunyanya kuvarwadza inyaya yekuti hakuna yatingati development uyezve kuti madzimai kana kuti vana vechisikana vazhinji vari munzvimbo iyoyo havasi kuroorwa saka tidai tawana mukana taizovabvunza kuti ko sei asi vataura ivo kuti chiri kuvarwadza zvakare inyaya yekuti vamwe vadare veMDC Alliance bakakwanisa kunge vaine mastrategy kana madevelopment papers avo avanenge vari kuda kuti vada kugadzirisa nzvimbo havasi kuwanikwa vachitsigirwa nehurumende izvi zviri kuvarwadza asi vataura zvakare vazobvunzwa kuti saka imi muri veMDC iti anoti tinoona dzakati wandei vakati ini yangu ndeiuye kwaNelson Chamisa vakati vamwe vakuru nyanya vana mbuya nevamwewo vanenge vachiti tsamisa asi vachitivo asi vanenge vari kuziva kuti vari kurera vaNelson Chamisa uyezve vakakurudzira kuti dai vaChamisa vakwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachichinja zita repati yavo vakati kunyange vaChamisa vakachinja zita repati iyi vacharamba vachivatevera sezvo vari nhengo yeMDC Alliance uyezve vakambenge vachishanda vari kubazi revechidiki
and what a guy who may be a first time voter you know who also spoke to you know as a chisa listen to this interview is very interesting because he says he was actually approached by some Zambia people and he was convinced that he should join the party just
here Loitube, unja loitube.
Loitube.
Wenu uzese mucha ukora kwa zimbangaso. Uli kibali. Ile zanvia. Wenu anjo umtu mucha kandaka, sela kwenye zani ili bati.
Ayinkona ngeni watu, hati nyeze
kama. Uli kibali.
Hati nyeze nyeze.
Uofila za ungele kwa zimbangaso. So za kalu ufota wa 2023.
Ya.
Ubona njani isi mwoselizo, ugura hati watu.
Hai, isi mwoselizo.
Manje bona nibanda kuza kulungisa lokhu kungenile
hayi ngizama ngizama ngikunile ukuthi ukuthi ngizama ukuthi ngazi ukuza phuma mina ngizothi senze
lokho wenza lempilo niyasebenza
hayi ngizama ukusebenza
wenza
hayi
ngiphila ngani manje
hayi ngikuthi sizobe kuba ngabanga nje
azokusebenza bese
bale somfomfo 2014
Waparu form 4 2014
yes
azwa kusebenza ekholeji indaba kuswele
indaba kuswele nemsebenzi yakho na
kunjena nje ngendaba yokuthi zawula msebenzi lapha nje libona libaningi emandleni lakho useliqasa ukhampeni la
hayi ngiyakhampeni angikwazi mina nami njengomuntu omutsha
ungena ngokuthanda noma ungena ngokwesaba
hayi ngena ngokwesaba nje
ngena
ngayo ukuthi abantu engihamba nabo bonke zeke bakhona kusebenzani bangathi sihambe sesifika ngale
okay
usungena la usuke engingathola abanye ukuthi bangitshela ngokuthi ubuhle balokhu kuba ngangapha lokhu lalokhu ubuhle bangapha lokhu
laba yiba kutshile kuphela
hayi laba yona yiwaqala ukufika yini
so le nto eyaqala ukufika ukukhomisa into bakhona
so
sebakhona
la laba sebakhona
so
But marvelous, I think you hate him. You know, he says he was approached by, excuse me, by ZANU-PF members, and these are people that are always around him. So they told him, you know, all is good in ZANU-PF, and so he said, okay, I thought of joining them, and he doesn't know what is happening right now with the party. He says they have started campaigning and all those kind of things. And he says he's going to be a first-time voter, and things right now, are not working well in Zimbabwe because there are no jobs. There's nothing that he's doing at home. He spends the whole day doing almost nothing, you know. And he says he's hoping that maybe in 2022 things may change. So he wrote his own levels in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not sure what is going to happen to him. And he's just waiting to see what is going to happen to him in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Apo tukunzwa mukomana wechidiki ari kutaura kuti iye akawanikwa achitaurwa naye nevezanupf uyezve pari zvino ari kuti ndobato raari kutsigira asi achitaura zvakare kuti akanyora mazamanishon ake muna 2014 akusvika pari zvino haasati akushanda uyezve anoshuvira iye kuti mugore ra 2022 zvinhu zvichafanduka asi ndiwo ava vamwe vevamwe vanenge vari kupinda mukuvhota kekutanga mugore ra 2023.
Yes, let's take a short break with a bit of music so that we can you know, drink a little bit of water and come back shortly. So this is Clement Magwaza. He was at a certain wedding, you know, performing there. He's a very popular guy. Thank you. That's what happens when people are very happy, marvelous. So we can see that Magwaza is rocking there, you know, right?
I like that. I think that's the way I will go into 2022 today.
Yeah, because, you know, Kevin Magwaza is a deep dive rumba artist, and he's been in the business for a while now, and he does what he does best, you know, when he's just among the people there.
Ah, that's really good. It made me happy today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now let's go back to Ezra Sizaswanda and get what you are doing with the people in Lower Gweru. So he actually witnessed some people getting some kind of, food assistance from the government. Let's have this briefly and see what is going on.
We follow the welfare lab in the outhouse and the public and the welfare. We go on to the Shishamasa and the village in the Babahola. The one and the one to Babahola, the Shishamasa. We have Mama, now you are for the
first.
Yes. What is your police? When one of the civilians, I was back here. Who's on the numbers?
I is a fool.
It's a little fool. For long, I don't know that.
No, for long, I want to buy 50 kg.
50 kg. Oh, how many 10 kg a month? Who's on the first?
Yes.
The first one, was it in the last?
Yes.
Let me guy. Okay, Malikam. Make yourself move. Who's the local and the good villain? I feel fairly. So, what I'm talking about here, I want to be a hot.
Yeah, I want to talk about a hole. The other is a command. I saw a hole.
Who are the man's own? For my way.
As well as the people to jump on.
Oh, okay. When is it going to be there?
You know, we'll be in
the plans.
Enough plans in this country.
Where the man fire? How's it? Okay. Put a note here. Let me copy your computer. But I'm not going to need a fiddle.
Mother King, you start. But so much are the things. You keep us going. I'm going to go. You
keep
us going. I'm
going to go. You keep us going. I will take you to New York.
I have taken
you to New York. No, you won't move. You won't move.
You won't move. You won't
move. You won't move. You won't move. You won't move. You won't move. You won't
move. You
won't move. You won't move. You won't move. You won't move. You No.
Right, so that's what happens when people are getting food, and this is going to continue in 2022 in Lower Gweru, because as far as the government officials are concerned, they need this kind of food assistance to people who haven't had any good harvest in the past few seasons. But last year, many people actually had a very good harvest. But there are indications that maybe the crops won't be too good this year in terms of the yields. So they are going to appeal for assistance.
Uh-huh.
So this gentleman that was talking to Ezra, you know what you were saying was?
No.
There are some people who are not getting food right now because they were skipped by the computer. You know this kind of thing.
You're
skipped by a computer, you know? So. So in certain areas, there are some people's names that get stuck off the register. Deliberately, then you are told, no, you escaped by a computer. So the gentleman gets about 50 kg for his family. I think they are roughly about 5. So he gets 50 kg bag of meal and other things like cooking oil and so forth. So, but he hopes that maybe 2022 he'll be able to support his family without getting such assistance.
Mhm. Aiwa fatanga chikunzwa kubva kune vamwe baba varutaura ivo kuti munzvimbo yavanogara ivo varikupiwa 50 kg yehupfu nekuti vane vana 5 saka vanga vari 10 kg pamunhu wega wega. Uyezve vanga varutaura ivo kuti pane vamwe vakawanikwa vasiri kutopiwa rubatsiro urwu sezvo masavo anga asimo mucomputer pakauya rubatsiro urwu asi vari kuti ivo muna 2022 vanoshuvira kuti vakwanise kunge vachizvishandirawo vachikwanisawo kuzowanikwa vachishida mhuri yavo vasina rubatsiro rwavanotora kubva kuavo vari kuvabatsira.
And what a lady who supports the ruling ZANU-PF party, who is very happy that she is in rural areas, but unhappy that there are no jobs. So here she comes.
Kunjani mama, uzobani?
Unomphilosana.
Yebo unomphilosana. Wena uyini la?
Mina ngiyuthi.
Elani.
ZANU-PF.
Eh, uyithi ZANU-PF uma yasigabeni sakho.
Hayi. Esigabeni kurayi.
Kurayi.
Eh.
Ubona njani abantu bakhala vele bathi amahelikala msebenzi wena njengoyiziZANU-PF futhini?
Nakathesi kawukho umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi.
Manje uthini vele?
Sithi sicela nje umsebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi. Sisemakhaya so sibona
ukuthi. Umyeza kuzo ukuthi manje ukuZANU-PF ungenamsebenzi uhlalele?
Ah, ngihlezi kuphela kathi ngingathini.
Awudingi amanye amabandla?
Hayi, amabandla kangiwadingi.
Okay.
Ngihlezi nje nami khonapho kuZANU-PF ngibambelele khonapho.
So ubambelele la
kakhulu
uyasebenza
kuzanti
umnyaka ka 2023 ubona ngani uyawina
ngikhangelele khonoku
kodwa ubona ngani ngawina kulula
kakhulu
utsho ngani?
Manqanje into yakhona isenzakala nje sikhangele nje lalapho sihlangana khona nje singamayiti singabadala hayi sikhanya siyinamba eningi kakhulu siyawina
wona owasebenza
hayi
awuzakusebenza
ukhale
ukuthi uzasebenza kodwa
asanga engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombhayi ikhambeni ze 2023 sizaqalisa
zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alilu kodwa
hayi akusikalula abantu asazinto khona siyakulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
mina ngotshela abanye amayouth asakhulela
amanye amayouth nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sicelacele nje izimali lapho singazicela khona khonapho ebandleni lethu lathi sizizwa ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
So there you are, marvelous. This is a ZANU-PF youth and she's enjoying herself in rural areas, unemployed, but hoping to be employed one day. So she says there are no jobs, but everything is okay at the moment, according to Nompilosbanda. And she says she's in ZANU-PF because she's ZANU-PF. She's not looking for any other party. She says, and based on a kind of analysis, ZANU-PF will win in 2023. But she wants to work, you know, at the end of the day. They haven't started their political campaigns, but she's looking forward to a very, very good year, 2022.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe musikana wechidiki ari kutaura iye kuti anowanikwa iye achitsigira bato reZANU-PF akabvunzwa nemutori wedu wenhau kuti kosei akati ndiwo bato randinofarirawo uyezve akati kunyangwe pari zvino asina basa akagara kumba haana zvaari kuita asi ari kutarisira kuti muna 2023 ZANU-PF bato rake richahwina zvakare.
Yes, njalo ke marvelous, there are some people who are entirely dependent on gold mining. And what a gentleman here who is doing exactly that in an area near where Ezra was. And this guy says there's no job except to do this kind of gold mining. And he says there are so many people who are doing this kind of job.
Usitele kwa kepe la matise kwenye zana ya zana utu kila kwa hey, mtila kwa uke pa ndika iku uke pa uke pa alpe iku uke kuli tege zena kuli tege zena ee maini ee maini ee batu ita wate na hai maini kuli maini ee pa isa mruk maini kente ito kwa unjana kudu mzimu kune sana wana matise
I'm going to go to the house. But you find this one, whenever mine was going to go to the house.
bazi ukufanele ukuthina ama team something ngifaka iball ngasu rate ngoba hayi into zangwani
wena ulemuzi
imbono layo
ubaphilisa njalo
hayi kunqenyisa kisa akulo ukwenza kunqenyisa
Ulenzi ubamba bamba lapha nalapha.
Eh lapha nalapha u.
Ngizokuthola ukuthi ugcwele kanti ngiyena ubona abagcwele lapho ugcwele li yenza njani. Alibi uthola limaza.
Hayi. So eh mama lo say he's saying there are no five these things among the creatures. No, they call them creatures. The macrocosas in Isintu. So now there's a lot that he says they are facing. And one of the issues is on the pricing. A system that has been done by a local man. It says they're being treated, paid in bonds, and yet they are supposed to get money in US dollars.
Chora ni vamo varpita zvehu gwenja kana kuti korokoza vari kutaura ivo kuti vane dambudziko rekuti mari yavari kubhadharwa pane gorudhe ravanenge vachera vari kubhadharwa mari iyi nemabhondi kana kuti RTGS. Uyezve uremu hwemari iyi haubatsiri nekuti vanga vari kuda kuti vabhadharwe nemari yekunze kuitira kuti vakwanisewo kuchengeta mhuri dzavo asi vanga vari kutaurawo kuti pari zvino havasi kuwanikwa ivo vachirwisana pane zvavo sezvaimboitika munguva yapfuura vanhu vari kushanda havo zvakanaka asi chiri kunetsa imari yavari kubhadharwa pagoridhe ravanenge
Maskandi who is an upcoming Maskandi who is appealing for assistance.
Sanibonani mbakwethu usobancane lokhulumayo eplumtree wazinyama ngithangizwakalisa ukubonga kwami kakhulu kimi nabantu bakithi elisupportile impela ngokubuka kakhulu kazi ividiyo yethu sineqhawe lami uMuntuza sithi sibonge kakhulu engathi lingelula kakhulu isandla kakhulukazi besikhalela mpela isponsa nje sokuthi sirekhode nongakwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe asitholele iy'ntambo kwasona isiginu ngitholele sesithunywa la emuva okanye ngithole lento ngoba kusebenza ngalento okuthiwa yi-pick up so ibisebenza ngomagnethi siba ney'nkinga zokuthi iy'ntambo kazibambi ney'shayo siyashoda kakhulu kazi siyashoda njengabantu abasemakhaya siyashoda kakhulu besicela mpela uxhaso kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu kakhulu sithi awusandla sedlula ikanda webakwethu siyabonga kakhulu ngibonge kakhulu neqhawe lami kwazi ukuthi ngisebenzelani noma nje ngisaselincane hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu
mina nguMuntuza okhulumayo phansi kwazinyama la ngiphuma khona bengilesifiso sokukhipha ingoma zikamasikandi kungaba khona umuntu nje ongasinceda mhlawumbe sithole isponsa siyabonga
Thank you.
There you are, marvelous. I think they deserve to be, you know, supported somehow. You know, they are in Izimnyama communal lands in Plumtree, so they are appealing for help from people there.
Aiwa po tukona baba ni mwana vari kuzimnyama ku Plumtree vanoita zvekuridza magitare vachitaurawo dambudziko ravanaro vachitivo vari kukumbira rutsigiro apo tiri kuvharisa gore ra2021 tichipinda muna gore ra2022. Toda kutora mukana uno wekutitenda mese manga muinesu iro gore rino. Tinoziva kuti mabhanduru aiti dhurei asi maiuya pano pese patanga tiine maprogramu edu tirikutendai.
Thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our show today. We thank Ezra Chivaswanda in Bulawayo for providing all these videos that we're using. We should thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here, including Ndlovu, who is at Kilani Squatter Camp. I think he deserves a small radio and all other Zimbabweans. So signing off from Maryland and wishing you a very happy and prosperous 2022, this is Gift Dube saying goodbye.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya Huye here in Washington, D.C., saying, hey, have a very great 2022. And this is my last program this year. See you next year, God willing. And today, don't drink and drive. Please wear your mask, social distancing. COVID is still there.
Bye-bye.